next guest was recently given a lifetime achievement for his work in comedy. And why not? He's the best. Bob Monkhouse!
Hello, sweetie.
Well, we both look very brown.
Don't we? Don't we, Josh? Oh, it's good to see you.
Very nice to have you here, Bob. We enjoyed you last time. You would, I'm risk of sounding a little bit sycophantic. It was wonderful at the start. What I will say is, though, and I make this point, you really got stuck into and gave your wife some stick with the jokes. I mean, how does she take it? What does she say when you get home after a show like that?
As she always does, she greets me. She's at the door to greet me, always. And she will, after the show, I'll go home. No matter how late I get back, she'll be there. And she'll be in her dressing gown, but then she spends the whole day in that these days. and she's very sprightly, you know, she's very high-spirited, and she's got a bit of a temper, you know, but she's got a very violent temper. She's younger than me and stronger, very much stronger, she's very violent. And she doesn't clean the house, she doesn't clean herself, you know, her hair's never washed. And if she's been on the gym today, I know what'll happen when I get home. Well, in the door, I'll duck. First thing I'll do is duck, because she's going to throw something heavy and very sharp straight at me, and I'm not as young as I used to be. I can't weave and dodge like I used to, and she's going to get me glancing on the head, whack, I know it, and then she starts into the screaming, and she says, you know, you pathetic eunuch, where have you been, you dirty-minded, pot-bellied heap of shuffling crap! But better than coming home to an empty house, eh?
It doesn't sound as though you're wearing the pants. Are you an assertive type of guy?
Oh, yeah, I am really. I'm joking, of course.
Yes. Let's get a little bit deeper with you.
Oof.
Yeah. Well, we know the smile. We know the smiling Bob.
Now, yes.
Is there a darker side? I mean, do you lose your rag? Do you get annoyed easily? What makes you annoyed?
Well, actually, irritates me.
Yeah, if you like.
People have been stupid in public. I think there should be a law against people being stupid in public. Thickos are bound. If they didn't, you wouldn't see warning labels. You wouldn't go into it. Like, I was in an electric store the other day and I wanted to buy a hairdryer. And on it, it says not to be used in the bath or the shower. Now, you know that somebody did that. You know, some idiot went, I'm a busy man. I want to dry off, but I'll go in the shower at the same time and get the job done. If you buy, there's a hemorrhoid ointment, I won't name it. There's a hemorrhoid ointment, which I'm sure you have no connection with. and you know the one I mean. They actually published an advert for it in the paper that said, kiss your hemorrhoids goodbye, which I thought was not even if I could. And, and in the same advert, it said 5 out of 6 people suffer from hemorrhoids. I said, well, you mean the sixth guy enjoys them? Right. On the package, this is true, check. The next time you go to a supermarket chemist shop, look and you will see it says, contents not to be taken orally. No, I think that's sad. Because you know someone wrote them a letter.
Dear Preparation H, I have consumed the contents of 5 tubes of your product. And I've still got piles. However, I found my mouth is getting smaller and smaller. I can only eat peas.
You always cover a wide variety of topics in the stuff you do. Is there anything you wouldn't... I mean, would you do jokes about euthanasia?
Euthanasia. Youth in Asia?
Or no, well, either way. Make it...
Euthanasia. I'm in two minds about that subject. I signed an indemnity a year ago, to the effect that should I be hooked up to a medical device and showing no signs of intelligence whatsoever, my wife would have the authority to switch off the power and end my life. And twice since then, she's tried to do it while I'm on the exercise cycle. So, I exercise on my little cycle.
Do you all that stuff?
Yeah, well, not much. I don't jog. I did jog once, and I stubbed my toe, and I had to go to the doctor, and I hate that because your toes haven't got proper names. Well, you know, your fingers, your hand, you've got your thumb, your index finger or forefinger, your middle finger, your ring finger, your pinky. But with your foot, you've only got your big toe and little toe. Yeah.
So no names.
No names. And I'm of a certain age. I'm out of the age of a man where I don't want to go to the doctor and say, I stubbed the one that had roast beef.
So many things are happening, and I wouldn't say in the twilight of your career, because you seem buzzy.
No, things are lovely. I've got this gag tag thing going on BBC One.
You love that, don't you?
I love it. And I got this at the lottery coming up.
Now, what about the lottery? I mean, you're looking forward to that?
Oh, yes.
You're going to print Monkhouse on that? What are you
going to do? I've got to lose some weight to fit into Anthea Turner's dresses with a drawer. It's a drawer. Good God. Oh, my God.
lucky. So good for that. I should be so lucky. Oh, you're a lucky man.
Yeah. I don't have bad luck, but I'm a carrier. I bring bad luck. Not to people. No. Don't shrink away from me, Des. Never do that. Well, after all these years. I seem to have a negative effect on pets. I came home the other night and I looked in the tropical fish tank that we have, and there was my favourite floating on the top, a little golden body floating on the top. And I loved that hamster. And I tried giving him the kiss of life, you know, with a drinking straw down his little throat, and I blew very gently, but he didn't get any better. Got bigger, he got much bigger. And I took him to the pet shop and I said, what would make him so depressed that he would fling himself into the fish tank? And he said, I don't know. He said he could have been ill. He said, did he have a yellow stool? I said, no, just a little wheel and some straw. So apparently they can die from a lack of vividly coloured furniture, which I never knew. And then, did I tell you about my cat?
No, tell me about your cat.
Right, I hate to leave the cat when we go away on holiday.
You're a cat lover?
Oh, yeah. Cats, however, I'm told, are unaware. They have no perception of the passage of time. They're rather like the Beverly sisters in that respect. he felt a little ill. So I took him to the vet, and the vet said he needed cat x-rays. 75 quid. Now, I love our cat, but 75 quid, that's a lot of money for cat x-rays. So, no, I'm sorry, no. So I put the cat in a hold-all, took him to Heathrow, shoved him through security. It was perfect. Took a little Polaroid. Now, he's unhappy at the moment because we've got this dog living with us. And the dog, I don't know, it's the effect I have on animals, is so misbehaved. It's my daughter's dog. Mm. You know Abigail.
Yeah.
While she was pregnant, she couldn't have the dog because she was allergic to the dog hair. We got the dog. The dog's name, could have named it Des, didn't. Named it Bob. Hilarious. The dog is named after me. Now, my wife is screaming at the dog because it's misbehaved when I'm around. The neighbours know we haven't got a dog, so they think she's screaming at me. And she's going, get your nose out of there, Bob! You know you're not allowed on the bed, Bob! Stop drinking out of the toilet, Bob! Because the dog does that. The dog drinks out of the toilet, which makes me laugh because I'm ticklish down there. But I mean, he could wait till I got off. And I don't like big dogs, because big dogs come running in the room and they stick their snouts right into your trousers. And they go... And little dogs are worse, because you've got to get right down on the floor to let them do it.
Yours is have you ever? I don't know whether you've analysed what you do in your work. You probably do. You're that kind of guy. Your humour—it's a mix of the traditional wife jokes, if you like.
Yes.
And running to the newspapers for anything that's topical.
Yes.
And you're there within an hour. You—it's in a show.
Yeah.
What have you seen lately in the paper that's kind of tickled your sense of humour?
Oh, there's so much.
It's good at the moment, isn't it?
Oh, it's great at the moment. Mike Tyson's been in London. He was on a spending spree. I don't think he's used to being out of prison yet, because he paid for everything with cigarettes. They say the price of Valium is going up by 50%, and they told Valium users this, they went, whatever. And the one that killed me, this is absolutely true, I'm not making it up, Des. Believe me, this is true. They bought out a Michael Jackson chocolate bar in America. Because he's very popular with the kids, you know, and they buy the Michael Jackson chocolate bar, and it says on the wrapper, and this is the truth, white chocolate with no nuts. Now, you can't make that up.
Come on, guys, ladies and gentlemen. Bob Monkhouse.